Today is March 26th in front of the state capitol, Phoenix, Arizona. During the legislative session, there's at least one display or action in front of the state capitol by one group or the other. And today, it is U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground to sponsor military equipment exhibit. The Proving Ground, located in southwest Arizona outside the city of Yuma, is holding Yuma Proving Ground Legislative Day at the state capitol grounds here in Phoenix. The large exhibit is being held to enable state officials to learn about the Proving Ground's significant national defense role and the $424 million annual economic impact. The event will feature a variety of military equipment and weapons systems in use overseas and multiple colorful photo exhibits that show the many aspects of the Proving Ground's mission. The equipment on display will include armored vehicles, artillery, technology used to defeat roadside bombs, unmanned aircraft, mortars, inert ammunition, and more. And protesters are expected to protest this event. There's a few protesters, and they're being interviewed by a reporter.
We don't actually have a government.
I got some water for it.
So that's why they can't possibly comprehend how our government could have been behind false flag operation on 9-1-1-01, because it wasn't government. These were businesses that made profits. There were, you know, people who had made millions on put options. I have a list of companies on my website who actually profited from 9-1-1-01.
Oh.
So they knew it was coming before it came. This war is not about keeping our enemy down. It's about depleting American resources, American families, so that we become barren for the foreigners to come and invade our territory. It's about taking our resources away from our country so the others, makes us vulnerable so the others can occupy us. And it's not Arabs. I'm talking Danish, Israelis, Germans, French, British, Japanese. Anyone who has money is already buying up real estate. The railroads from coast to coast are owned by Spanish.
And ma'am, what was your name? If I can help you.
How
do you spell that? What's your last name?
N-M-E-K-A-A.
And that's correct?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you from? What city in Arizona are you from?
Phoenix.
You're from Phoenix. Okay. And Ken, I wanted to ask you why, I mean, I wouldn't think of this as kind of a typical place for an anti-war protest. I mean, do you
would?
Test.
That's
perfect.
Come on, man. You're
I mean, obviously the stuff is here isn't just going to the war in Iraq. Obviously we have
it doesn't matter. It's going to some war somewhere, and it was paid for by our tax dollars. Okay, that's the point. Okay.
No. The corporation is the corporate taxes that pay for war. This is like private. These are private war.
No.
Mercenaries, private. Yeah, the corporate dollar pays for the military budget. If you check the military budget per corporate tax dollar, it's exactly the same. So these are corporate war interests that are being promoted to the taxpayers as being protective of our benefits.
I know, but
they're really just protected corporate benefits.
The war cost is something like $12 billion a month, and that isn't, I mean, that's basically paid for by taxpayers if we weren't so far in debt. That it's actually being paid for by China. We're borrowing the money from China to pay for our own wars.
So what do you hope to accomplish by being out here? I mean, obviously you...
Well, by talking to you, we're accomplishing something.
And talking to our congressmen and senators
and by having signs here that... So some of these kids that haven't been so brainwashed that they can actually read and understand something, that they might, you know... I mean, just one of these students might turn out to be the next Martin Luther King, right?
The thing of it is, too, we're here to talk to our senators and congressmen and tell them that we want peace and not war, and to stop spending $424 million on criminal machinery like tanks and guns and stuff, instead of funding education, we want to fund education, health care. We're tired of killing and destroying things with our funding, with our money. We want it to help our citizens instead of destroying other people's countries. We like to help our country.
Already in this pointless war in Iraq, we've killed...
It's not a war, it's an occupation.
Yeah, it's an occupation.
Yeah,
that's right, exactly.
What was your name?
I'm Marie Ramirez.
Marie Ramirez.
R-A-M-I-R-E-Z.
And where? What city are you from?
I'm from Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe, okay.
And you notice my shirt says Bush and Hitler. Same shit, different asshole.
Yes. Yeah!
And that's the truth of it.
You know, it's my button here.
I noticed.
Has
yes.
a nice little,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting comparison there. So you just want to trick them not to send these materials to Iraq, or you want them to stop manufacturing
them? Well, I'd like them to stop making them all
stop
together.
Funding war. Yeah, start funding
point.
Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah,
helping our citizens. Yeah.
But it's not just about 4,000 of our military killed in this pointless war.
And 300,000 wounded.
But there's always, I'm not sure how many.
Too
wounded,
many.
But it's at least 30,000 wounded, maybe a lot
I've
more.
I've heard it's like 300,000.
And then the number of Iraqis killed is could be over a million. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's killing. All about war profiteering. That's
and
all
it's
it is.
Bush's war, just like they had on PBS last night.
Yeah, two.
This is Bush's war.
Yeah.
He never asked Congress, never got approved.
Go and watch Frontline Monday night and last night, okay? And
it's PBS.
It's actually going to repeat.
Google it because you can get it online.
Yeah.
So how do you feel, you know, just the smaller of a protest team can even make a difference? I mean, obviously you're outnumbered by people.
What happened? We've been out here every day.
Whoa. If you don't think one person or one thing can make a difference, you've never spent a night in a room with a mosquito.
What?
Excuse me?
If you don't think one person can make a difference, you've never spent a night in a room with a mosquito trying to sleep.
Mosquitoes are people.
Right.
No, but think about
that.
It.
I know.
Okay. A mosquito can really get to you. One mosquito. So if you don't think...
The point of it is that we've been out. We've been down at McCain's. We've been asking for him to get a freaking brain, and we don't want him to be in war for 100 years. Or like he said on Face the Nation, 10,000 years.
You mean McCain, the Manchurian candidate? That McCain?
Yeah, that McCain. The insane McCain.
Yeah.
The old insanity of war first besides negotiations. Why weren't we even talking? And why did Bush lie and say that there was no inspectors on the ground in Iraq when there was? Like Scott Ritter, who's speaking out about now we're going after Iran. This is all planned out, and it's disgusting that Americans are not more outraged. They now want to use nukes in Iran. What kind of insanity are they talking about? Seriously, we've got depleted uranium over in Iraq that would be there for thousands of years. Our men and women in uniform are exposed to this every day, coming back here with multiple brain tumors. What? Why aren't the media covering these stories? Why aren't they covering the stories about the 80-some reporters that have been killed over there?
That's a good question. you're the leader of this protest here, or you're the leader?
No, I'm just out here. I'm just a patriotic citizen trying to do his patriotic duty.
Okay. And so you feel like you can.
We're all leaders. We're all speaking up.
Yeah. You feel like you can influence, you know, by having your protest, you can influence them to stop manufacturing these materials and sending them to Iraq to fight and or other future wars.
We're trying to get the truth out about 9/11 as
several
well.
Several people have talked to us, so you know, I think we're having an effect.
9/11 was an inside job.
I saw a lot of these students reading their signs. You know.
Look,
so, I think we're having some effect. Yeah.
Who are you here with?
I'm with the Cronkite News Service,
fully
with ASU.
ASU? Well, she goes to ASU.
I was actually wondering if I might be able to take a picture of you guys with your protest signs and so forth.
Thank you.
Just have a couple pictures real quick, if that's okay with you.
That's all right. Hey, Samia. Taking a picture of all of us together.
you've got it on film that you actually took it.
I'm like, oh, it's
so hard. You know,
I don't like. Yeah, last time I did.
And why do you like? Is that how you hold up yourself? Like, pretend you're actually protesting. Why? That would be how you hold up.
Yeah, now hold on then.
Enough is enough.
I'd be
protesting. Should I get under that one? 1, 2, 3, 4. We don't want
to
freaking war.
1, 2, 6, 8. Stop the killing. Stop the hate.
All right.
Should I go under there? Take a picture.
No, you
just
take a picture.
1, 2, 3, 4. We don't want this fucking war. 5, 6, 7, 8. Stop the killing.
Peace, not war.
All right, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
What'd
you
say? Oh, no cussing. No cussing.
Oh, no cussing.
He points fine, but he starts.
Freaking war.
Okay, no cussing.
Same thing.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a whole bunch of police here, and police just gave a warning to the group here.
Behave yourself, woman.
Cheney!
Impeach Cheney and Bush!
Cheney is the real enemy!
Cheney and Bush are criminals! Impeach them! 4 impeachment charges against Bush! Why aren't the media reporting the news? Why aren't our congressmen?
Because Cheney and Bush own the media, duh.
They own the media? Do you think the racists that own our media?
Oh my goodness gracious, Bill.
What corporations are these? Are these GE that are backing?
Blackwater,
Bechtel.
Who didn't I hear?
Inform the populace. 6 corporations own our media, are not reporting the truth. 9/11 was an inside job. Bush's brother Marvin was the head of security.
Did you want to come here?
No. I've got some pictures. Thank you.
Okay, because you're welcome to speak out. I mean, I hear you all back here talking.
No, you're loud enough for all of
us. Where's the microphone?
How many of you guys send your kids to Iraq? Would all you guys send your kids to Iraq?
Have you sent your kids to Iraq? Huh? Is it your kids that are dying?
I've got 2 in the military right now.
You do?
We're too rich.
Do you want the 10,000-year war like McCain? 10,000-year war. That is what McCain said on Face the Nation. 10,000 years, even though his son is over there. What is life? Doesn't mean anything, does it?
Is that McCain, the Manchurian candidate, Marine?
Yes. Yes, the Manchurian candidate.
Manchurian candidate.
Manchurian candidate. Can you tell me more about that, Kent?
Manchurian candidate is someone who gets brainwashed in war and is controlled by some other entity, comes back and starts killing people.
What about the Council of Foreign Relations? Isn't that another interesting corporation? Let's see, who's on the Council of Foreign Relations? Could it be? Well, I know Hillary Clinton is on it. Do you know anybody else, Rich?
Not offhand.
Okay. Well, you know what? I also heard Barack Obama is also on it. Is there a secret society that runs our government? Isn't it interesting?
I think that's... Kind of losing your flair.
My flair, I know. You all couldn't be heard. You guys speak up. Here.
Can be heard.
Here.
I don't have anything to say right now.
All right. Do like this. Because I'll interview. What about if I interview?
Okay.
Hi, my name is Marie Ramirez. what's her name?
Haley Rainbow.
Haley Rainbow. So why are you out here today?
I've had enough of this war.
Yeah, no cussing. Okay, no cuss words. Even though we feel like cussing, because this is so foobar, but no, we will not cuss.
Whatever.
We will speak the truth, right?
Yep.
So, what do you think's going on?
There's a lot of people here making a lot of money to destroy the planet, and I've had it, man.
Who's profiting off this war? Huh? Is it the citizens? Are you profiting? Are you doing well, Haley? Are you making millions of dollars, you a tax-paying citizen? Huh?
Nah. No, I'm just on the bottom of the food chain. These friggin' warmongers are making all the money.
Yeah, warmongers. But you know what the interesting thing is? 60% of our defense budget goes to private contractors. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my goodness! It's the military! It's private contractors!
Isn't that amazing? Hey. Like Blackwater, Bechtel.
You mean they're making money on this war?
No, I'm actually saying they're stealing our government. But they're funding a private organization that is securing us over in Iraq that's actually killing our soldiers. Aren't they helpful? You know? Boy, you would think that people would be standing up for our soldiers instead of killing them. And you know what? I also heard about the water being contaminated, that they're coming back with skin cancer and all kinds of diseases because there's not a good supply of water. No pure water over there. Kind of like over here. Just like our lovely sky is being sprayed with chemicals. Go to Arizona Skywatch. You know, see what's happening here in Arizona.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Boy, I thought a president warned us about the military-industrialized complex. Do you think people were listening? You know, when they warned us to watch what our military is doing because
they Which president
they're
easily... was that, Marie? Which president warned us?
Who did warn us, you know?
Eisenhower.
But you know what? I think it actually came before that, about the banking system. You know, I think the Federal Reserve also plays a big part in this because of private corporations, you know? And that's how you get the money out of the people's hands and into a few elitists like the Bilderbergs.
I don't want to sit here and be tall.
Your media, six corporations. In fact, the FCC wants to get down to one corporation. It's going to be easier. Propaganda, you know, just like Bush says, you got to keep repeating the propaganda so people will believe it. Believe that. 9/11, the towers just fell onto each other. They fell in under 10 seconds. Free fall speed. Boy, just took a genius to find out that that was not no friggin' airplane that took them down. Because no steel building had ever fallen by fire before. Much less three buildings. Three buildings fell into the open that day. Get the
they use it to demolish, to kill millions of people in Iraq and Afghanistan, when the truth is they had a stand-down order. Seven military exercises were going on at the exact same time.
Your speaker's from the podium.
Woman I'm going to introduce today is absolutely incredible. Ana Maria Chavez serves as the governor's deputy chief of staff for urban relations and community development. She oversees the governor's staff and departments responsible for the following policy areas: emergency and military affairs, faith-based and community initiatives, equal opportunity, senior citizens, veteran services, intergovernmental affairs, housing, juvenile corrections, and human services, which includes child protective services. Now, that is an incredibly long list of policy issues to oversee, and that's impressive in itself, but it gets better. Ms. Chavez also advises the governor on issues impacting the Latino community in Arizona. She was the catalyst for the creation of the Raul H. Castro Institute, which is a do tank focusing on issues that affect the Latino community in Arizona, which emphasizes on education, health, and human services, leadership, and civic participation. Before returning to Arizona, Ms. Chavez practiced law in Washington, D.C., including serving as legal counsel to the U.S. Secretary of Transportation and as an attorney advisor in the White House Counsel's Office. She holds a Juris Doctorate from the University of Arizona College of Law and a BA in American History from Yale University. She's a proud Arizona native, having been born and raised in Eloy, and now resides in Phoenix. Please join me in welcoming Ana Maria Chavez.
Thank you so much, Representative Omar. I mean, we are just so blessed to have three incredible ladies representing us in Yuma here at the Capitol. Yes, we do. I think we need to clap. But I do have the honor this morning to represent our great Governor Janet Napolitano. She has honored me by giving me the opportunity to work with our military commanders across the state, with the National Guard, with our TAG, General Ratajczak. And through this process, I really developed a great respect for the military commanders and the personnel that serve our country.
For killing people? Innocent people?
Yeah. Wow.
I think that what's important that we need to focus on today is that in Yuma, the YPG provides a tremendous opportunity for economic growth. We continue to hear about some of the developments that are going on in the research labs there and how they are going to look into the future and partners with the University of Arizona and Arizona State University. So that's incredible. What I think what's also very important that we focus on the fact that they're testing equipment to make sure that our men and women remain safe in battle. So with that, it is a pleasure to be here representing the state of Arizona, and I hope you take an opportunity to look at the incredible things they brought here, the research that's happening, that's state-of-the-art, and that I think will bring a great name for Arizona. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chuck, and good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. Let me, first of all, thank our U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground personnel, Commander Bullington, for making this day a reality in the Capitol, for bringing awareness about how our military is protecting our soldiers at war, keeping them from harm, weight, and also for keeping our freedoms that this country shares so much. I appreciate all the personnel that they drove from Yuma last night, and they were here up this morning, 5:30 in the morning, and putting up this display for all of you to show you the wonderful equipment and research that they're doing, again, to protect our military men and women who are in harm's way at this time during wartime. But I give the pleasure this morning to, so just give him applause because I think that's important. Also, I would like to thank APS and the UMass Greater Economic Development for hosting our luncheon this morning for the legislators, and we're hoping that as the committees get done this morning, more legislators will come out and learn about what Yuma does best and our military bases, like Yuma Proving Ground does best in our district. I get the pleasure to introduce Colonel John Bullington, Commander of the United States Yuma Proving Ground in Yuma, Arizona. John Bullington began his Army career in 1977 by enlisting as a military policeman and serving at Fort Carson in Colorado and in Germany as well. In 1982, he attended Officer Kennedy School at Fort Benning and was commissioned in the Military Intelligence Branch. Among his many assignments, he served in Southwest Asia for Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm. He had his last position was at the military deputy to the Director of Communications, Electronics Research Development and Engineering Command, CERDEC. Colonel Bullington assumed command of Yuma Proving Ground in Arizona in August 2006. He's a very highly decorated officer and well-respected in military circles. Colonel Bullington is married to the former Brenda Larson from Kansas, and they have four beautiful children. And I can tell you that in Yuma, we cannot be more proud of our officer, Commander Bullington, for serving in the military and also serving in our country and for being in Yuma and taking the leadership in our district and the state of Arizona and the country to do what they do best in our military. So please help me welcome Colonel Bullington.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's a great welcome. On behalf of the nearly 3,000 people working at the United States Army Yuma Proving Ground, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for participating in this event. This event is a great opportunity for everyone involved. It offers us a chance to share information about what we do, and you have the opportunity to see some impressive displays. I hope that you take a few minutes to tour the exhibits that we've put together, climb on our vehicles, and talk to our people. Some of the foremost experts on weapon systems are right here today. Yuma is recognized in this month's edition of Forbes magazine as one of the top 10 up-and-coming tech cities in the United States. The reason the magazine gives for this recognition is the work performed at Yuma Proving Ground. People in Arizona don't always realize it, for we're largely out of sight and out of mind, but some phenomenal things take place there. Nearly every ground system in use with American forces goes through testing in Yuma. Nearly all the long-range artillery and mortar systems, as well as tanks and other armored vehicle systems, pass through the proving ground. In terms of aviation systems, we're a hub of unmanned aircraft testing. As a matter of fact, we operate six airfields on the Yuma Proving Ground. We test helicopter systems, targeting and weapon systems, cargo and personnel parachute systems, and the list goes on and on. And what we do takes place every day of the year. Our customer base is varied, with people coming here from throughout the nation and around the world. Overseas customers include England, France, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, Korea, and many more. General Motors is in the process right now of moving its desert automotive test facility from Mesa to Yuma Proving Ground. I might also mention that we're currently testing a new cutting-edge technologies like the electromagnetic gun, which uses electrical energy rather than gunpowder to fire projectiles. If this technology pans out, it will be truly revolutionary, for the result will be the elimination of gunpowder. In terms of economic impact, Yuma Proving Ground contributed $424 million to the Arizona economy last year. 25,000 visitors came during the same months, spending untold hundreds of thousands of dollars for transportation, lodging, and food. In terms of payroll, we spent $200 million last year, much of it which stayed in Yuma County to fuel the economy. Of course, the Yuma Proving Ground Command is much larger than the base here in Arizona. YPG has the mission of testing in extreme natural environments. Under the Yuma Command, we manage the testing that takes place in Alaska at the Cold Regions Test Center and in Panama, Honduras, and other nations at the Tropic Regions Test Center. We boast an enviable record of environmental responsibility at each location. For many years, we've considered it our duty to be responsible stewards of the land. Again, welcome to Yuma Proving Grounds Legislative Day, and I extend a personal invitation to all of you to visit us at any time. And now I'd like to present a few tokens of appreciation to people who have done so much to support the Proving Ground over the years. If I can have Anna Chavez, Senator Geary, Representative Ulmer, Representative Pancrazzi, please come up. And on behalf of YPG, I'd like to present this to the governor. You can accept it. Or bow.
Anna,
if you can come back up for this one's for you. You've done a lot for us on the military affairs committees and such forth, and we really appreciate all the support that you've given to us. I'd like to present this to you.
Well, that concludes what we set out to do. So now just enjoy a good lunch and feel free to dig into the MREs, too. Thank you.
I like when you got and see what we got for our money. He's that little bit hill interview.
Will he talk with you, the military guy?
I'm hoping he'll talk to me. I'm just a citizen. I'm no threat. We paid for his big toys he's got. Teresa, when is McCain's going to come out? You think McCain with his 100-year war would be out here promoting it too?
I think he's probably in California.
Oh, is he out there campaigning? Oh, okay. The war machine continues on.
Heads off. You got Muslims over here passing out this crap.
Cutting people's heads off.
It's all crap.
Okay, but funding war doesn't kill people.
Say that.
Well, you know, you're not being very clear. China got me on that one.
I've got a job to go back.
You know got a job killing people? The prison right here, you know?
Got a job, man. Oh, all right.
What? Heads can he cut off?
What did he say?
He was talking about only cutting off people's heads kill people, not funding war. Like, what logic is that? Only Muslims kill people. We don't kill people. The informed citizen at work.
Remember, our government sends our troops anywhere. Whatever they say the reason is for, there's always somewhere in there, there's an ulterior motive. It revolves around money.
Money at work.
You say it true, but you work for the Yuma Proving Ground?
That's right. I do what I do. I have a job to do. I support my country regardless.
Did everybody see the PBS special?
What about supporting the country by offering peace to the world?
Did you have the ketchup, the military can't help the way the government uses our troops.
The Bush War.
We swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution when we enlist. We don't enlist to fight for corporate America and for their profit.
What do your counterparts think of all the protesters here today?
I can't speak on those.
We can't speak on it.
I wonder if we can get on.
How come?
Can't speak on
it. Well,
here's one of the protesters speaking to,
Oh, you don't know? There are millions like that, huh?
I'll be happy to answer your questions, but I'm not going to talk into the negative.
I'll do it for you.
No, you don't have to. You can just turn it off.
All right. Okay. How much did this... Can you explain this to us and tell us how much... it costs it and what the American people, especially here in Arizona, are getting for our money?
Okay. The approximate cost of a basic infantry carrier vehicle, it's approximately $1 million per vehicle. So, that's it. Would you like to know something about the vehicle itself?
No, actually, I'd like to know, what do you use it for?
It's a troop carrier.
A troop carrier?
Yes. It carries a 9-person infantry squad and has a 2-person crew, driver and vehicle commander.
Okay. Does the exhaust go back into their faces like I saw on, what was that movie, was it Soldiers Speak Out, where they showed that they were in a vehicle like this and the exhaust was going back in their face? Or did you guys, work that one out?
No, that was actually, that was a problem initially, and that was taken care of several years ago. Unfortunately, this vehicle, because they were prioritized for theater, this does not have the exhaust deflector. There's a large steel cover that goes over not just the engine exhaust, but also the hot air coming off of the radiator.
Wait, can you go back
to the side?
Can you go back? They're designed for theater? Can you explain that a bit more?
Designed for prioritized for theater. All of those exhaust deflectors went overseas to Iraq.
Oh, they're prioritized for theater because
yes.
They all went over to Iraq.
Yeah, those.
And you're
all
using
those
the word theater and Iraq for what purpose? Why? What's the terminology used for?
The.
I'm theater, a little bit dense.
The
theater show.
Theater is one of the definitions of theater is an area of conflict.
I hadn't heard that one. I gotta look that one up. Okay.
So the exhaust comes out of the right front corner of the vehicle, and there were some initial complaints. So the
by the soldiers.
The vehicle designers.
Because the soldiers in the film, they showed it going back in their face, and they're over in Iraq right now. So I thought you said that they took care of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Because
we wanted you to take this.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. If you have any other questions, feel free to ask.
Okay.
I have a question for you. A couple weeks ago on CBS 60 Minutes, they featured this new type of a tank with a special radar microwave type thing on the top where it can throw out the radio waves and zap people. Even the reporter with 60 Minutes was zapped. And it's like you said, for crowd control. Is that going to be used in the United States now to cut down on protesters?
I have no idea, sir. I haven't seen the 60 Minutes article you're referring to. I'm here specifically to answer questions about this vehicle or about any of the testing that we've done on this vehicle. I can't speak to a story I haven't seen.
How come you don't watch 60 Minutes? It's the best TV news station out there.
Do you have any questions about the vehicle I can answer for you?
No, I don't. Thanks.
All right. You're quite welcome.
One of the protesters just had an exhibit of being waterboarded.
Enough is enough! Sick and tired of this! You guys are profiting off of other people dying! What the fuck is wrong with you?
Whoa, Haley, can you watch the equipment here? Be expressive without being destroyed.
I'm just here having a good time. How are you?
I'm having a good time too.
Great.
All right. But why would you have a good time next to a bunch of military hardware?
I don't know, but you know what? I'll give you a card. You want to schedule an appointment?
Okay.
I'll talk to you.
All right.
Okay.
Are you a legislator?
Are you a legislator or are you a lobbyist?
Which one are you? The guy with a microphone, Richard. Over there under a shade tree.
Here. Yeah. Just give me a call. I'd be glad to talk to you, okay?
And you will prove it.
Oh, okay. But you won't talk to me right now?
No, I'm busy right now.
Okay. All right.
That's the Marine Corps.
You're busy with all this military stuff.
Thank
I mean, you.
You
support this, right?
You know what I saw the other day when you're going through there?
The Osprey.
The Osprey. Sure did. I had never seen one.
And that was Richard Miranda.
Very honored. The State Senate.
Right. State Senate. Arizona State Senate. Let me see. District 13. That figures. District 13. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Well, here's Representative Rios. That is a powerful legislator.
I love you, Jeremy. I mean, you helped me many years ago with my son to become a delegate in the national convention. He was only 18.
Rios, can I talk to you a minute?
Because I need to speak with Monsignor.
Yes. Can you speak to him after you speak to me?
I'll take 1 minute.
Okay, sure. Right. I was curious why you're... are you supporting all this military stuff?
I came for a luncheon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that come and hold different events here.
Right.
So as a courtesy, since they come here, we come out. It doesn't mean that you're endorsing what
right.
they are presenting. But as a courtesy, you always try to listen to both sides,
right.
or all sides.
You ever heard that expression, there is no free lunch?
There is no free lunch.
Right.
I've been
so
in politics
free lunch, yeah.
I've been in politics for 24 years,
yeah.
So I know fully well that there is no
right.
free lunch.
You're from Pinal County? Or?
Pinal County, primarily.
And what community are you from out there? I'm just curious. I don't know exactly where.
Well, I'm south of Hayden Winkleman. I don't know if you're familiar with Hayden Winkleman. It's an unincorporated area called Dudley.
Down toward Tucson.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the area that I'm from.
Okay.
So, but again, no free lunch, you're correct.
Right.
But you can always be courteous.
Right.
Listen
exactly.
to all sides. Find out what these people's issues are, what it is that they're looking for, whether it's, you know, the military complex.
Are they trying to get more money?
Services.
Are they? Or
no, you know that I've sat with people from Yuma, including the Monsignor, and nobody's asked for anything.
Okay.
So at this particular point in time, I think it's basically exhibits, displays, to show what the Yuma proving grounds, testing grounds are all about. And that's what we're here to do, is to learn what is located in the state of Arizona and what they offer, and whether it's federal government, state government, private industry.
Well, just to be on the record, there's a large part of the community, I would hope more than 50%, mm-hmm. that is against war and against military.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want you to know that.
I grew up in the 60s during the Vietnam War, so mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with war protesters,
yeah.
war demonstrations,
yeah. Yeah.
and I have to admit that at that time I actually participated in some myself.
Good for you. All right.
I was in college at the time.
Yeah.
My brother was in Vietnam. And
where did you go to the college?
Arizona State University.
Okay.
And, you know, we questioned a lot, as young people usually do, and I
mm-hmm.
couldn't figure out what business we had in Vietnam. Why were we there? Why are we losing so many lives? So I can appreciate your perspective as well.
Thank you for talking.
Absolutely.
Do you have a card? Do you have some
sure.
contact information? Wouldn't mind coming and talking to you sometime.
What do you think of the protesters out here today?
Haven't even seen them. I just came out. We sat over there with some people, and I'm barely coming this way to look at the exhibits and some of their mm-hmm. military equipment that's out here. So
thank you, Pete.
I can't comment on something I haven't seen yet.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Wait, let me give you this. This is me.
Okay.
This is what I represent. Okay. I'm going to give you a call sometime.
Okay.
About that and among other things. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. There we go.
Here's some protesters right by the building itself. What was going on here?
Oh, we were just asking him about the war profiteering and, you know, the Iraq conflict, and he brought up World War II, and I mean, it was a different war. World War II was completely different. But it wasn't the same conflict. I mean, we were fighting Japan and Germany in World War II. We weren't fighting, I mean, we're not even fighting Iraq. We're occupying Iraq. They don't even have a freestanding army. We're not fighting an army in Iraq. We're fighting a bunch of Muslims, basically.
Is the guy a legislator or one of
them? I'm not really. I'm not really sure who he is.
I'm just letting you know she's in the room.
But I mean, I
well, the lady right here is a legislator.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Okay. You can. I think she's open for discussion.
Well, I have a question. Who are we fighting in Iraq? We're not fighting in Iraq. Who are we fighting in Iraq?
Oh, you're just going to be a stubborn congressperson who doesn't listen.
Well, actually, read the Constitution. I'm not a congressperson.
What are you then? I'm trying to find out.
I'm a legislator.
Okay.
But I'm done.
What's your name?
I'm done.
What's your name?
You can look at the. I'm done.
What's your name?
Can we get somebody? Can you get security for me, please?
What's your name? I'd like to know your name, sir.
Look it up in the book.
I can't unless I know who you are.
Because they'll say, well, it's a qualified standard. How can you say that
it's not valid? Yeah, but
the post standard, well, it's not valid.
Okay,
can you go protest?
Can you tell me what his name is, please?
I don't know, but you bother people.
Does anyone here know what your name is, sir?
Well, you're bothering people.
I'm not bothering anybody.
You are.
No one is.
I didn't naturally qualify.
Well, here the protesters are walking around with their sign here, and since it's lunchtime, there's a lot of legislators and other people right by the state senate building.
Well, I've been doing it since 2001, so I'm pretty sure that no one can say that I haven't been doing it. But I have to say, It's the top level folks who are doing a disservice to our country by engaging in an unjust and wrong war. But the individuals who serve in the military, I think, do an honorable thing. I personally have chosen to do a different thing with my life, but I don't have a problem with individuals who choose to serve in the military.
You think they're defending our country?
No, I think that they're doing their job.
They're not defending our country.
No.
Right.
I have to be honest with you. I'm not the one to debate with.
I know, I'm with you. I know that.
So I feel a little frustrated. I also haven't had lunch,
okay,
and I have to be on the floor in 15 minutes.
Okay?
But I think everybody knows, I helped lead the anti-war movement in 2001, 2003, until I got elected. And so I'm not the one to argue with.
No, I'm not trying to argue.
Okay, good.
Okay.
What was Representative Kristen Sinema speaking about?
Oh, I was asking her opinions about this, and of course we already know her opinions about the war, that she's against the war, but she says she actually supports the troops and all of that stuff and the military. And I'm not so sure that it's one thing to be against war, but how can you support the military? You know, I mean, the idea is to be against the military. We have much more military than we need. Much more. I'm not sure that we need, you know, maybe 20% of what we have. It's ridiculous. A tremendous waste of money and resources and whatever. We could put all the resources that go into the military into something else. I mean, we could rebuild this country with the extra money. Of course, we'd have to pay off our debts first, which are astronomical. Anyway.
You're going to speak with this legislator over here?
Oh. That's the thing that they need to use to actually shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot. If you want to do that, you want to put that in the bill.
You know me, I think I'm Kent Knudsen, the 9/11 truth.
Yeah.
We want to thank you so much for speaking out at the End the War rally
a week ago. My pleasure. Believe me.
You did a great job. I really enjoyed I love that your words were very moving.
You know what? I feel so bad about 5 years of this absolute horrific situation that we're in. I mean, we have. And I'm as equally disgusted with Republicans as I am the Democrats.
Right.
I actually thought when the Democrats took office that we would have some kind of a change, and nothing has happened. They are just as deceptive and...
You like to call them Bush Light.
Bush Light. That, you know what? That's a good term. I'm so disgusted with the political atmosphere that
we have. What do we do about it?
You know,
more and more people are waking up. I mean, I've seen through the Ron Paul campaign.
I mean, you're actually a Republican, right?
Yes, I'm a Republican.
Yeah, but you're like the libertarian.
I'd probably be registered an independent if I could be, you know.
Did you hear who switched to Libertarian Party yesterday?
Yes, I did. Mike Gravel, and he was the one I would always listen to. I always listened to him when he came on, you know.
Yeah, I like him.
And he held those other people's feet to the fire. At least he tried.
Yeah.
So, well, between Mr. Barr, you know, and I've always liked him, Bob Barr, you know, and I'm anxious to see who the Libertarians, now, is it the woman that they have? Is that who their candidate is going to be for president?
I don't know. Who are we talking about?
Or maybe she's just the chairman of the party.
I know that the Green Party has Cynthia McKinney somewhere, and also... I don't know if they're running independently or what.
I mean, I'm anxious to see if we get a decent candidate out there somewhere, either with the Constitution Party or the Libertarian Party, or I don't know what other parties there might be. But,
anyway. Cynthia McKinney is running on the Green Party.
And you know what? Now, by golly, didn't they just screw her over?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, she asked for some what?
She's out there. She's probably a better 9/11 truth candidate than anybody at all.
I just can't believe what they did to her.
Amazing.
But, so you guys are down here just kind of today protesting?
There's a bunch of us. We have about 10 or 12 people out here protesting. And what do you think about all this military hardware out there? Out here?
The what?
The military hardware out here from the Yuma Proving Ground. This is what this is all about.
I haven't got a chance. I came out to get a bite to eat, and I haven't had a chance to get anything to eat yet.
You don't want them feeding you.
You know what I thought that was? I thought it was ATS.
State money being spent on this?
State money.
State money is being spent to build more weapons?
Yeah. Well,
to build more military?
You know what? If I find out that they're spending any money right now on anything with the budget the way it is, you're going to hear me from the rooftops saying something. I'm Senator Johnson.
Karen Johnson. I'm Haley Ritter.
Hi, Haley Ritter.
Ritter.
Ross.
Your
area, too.
Oh, I thought maybe you guys
were here. You're from Mesa, I believe, right?
I'm from Mesa.
You
guys have a lot of courage. You really do.
Somebody has
really appreciated it.
I'm really tired of all of them.
I am just sick of it, too.
We're all sick of it, so why is it still happening? That's what I want to know.
Guys, will you excuse
you must
me? I really appreciate what you're doing. She's trying to get me to get some lunch before we go into our next meeting.
Thank you for listening.
You're the one that sends 9/11.
Yep.
Oh, you guys are fabulous.
Carry the
dog.
Please.
We like all that.
Okay.
Please.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Senator Karen Johnson from Mesa.
I was trying to find.
Right.
He was just here talking to him about your day.
Not bad. We got.
Most of the festivities are over with at the state capitol, but there's still arguments going on.
You're not a firefighter. You're not a chemist.
You're a talker. And if you really care about this country, you will do your information gathering. Do your homework.
I do the homework.
Are you a mathematician?
But I'm not.
Are you a physicist?
I'm not.
Are you an engineer?
Absolutely not.
So how do you know that those conclusions the government has printed are not a conspiracy?
But how do I know that there is a conspiracy? I mean, you're telling me that there is, but you're also telling me to rely on... You're asking me to rely on
information. When any more than one person conspire together, that's a conspiracy. It doesn't take much. A marriage is a conspiracy.
Do you have proof, though?
There's lots of proof online. Go to Scholars 911.
Evidence.
Truth.
But not proof.
Scholars for 911 truth.
It's not. There's evidence, but there's not.
I'm not going to get into rhetorical arguments here.
Well, you have to
evidence
be
and proof are the same things in a court of law.
You better know
are
your
you
argument.
Are you an attorney?
You better.
Are you an attorney?
I'm a law student.
You're a student.
Yes. Work that way
either. You really should study this case.
Because
you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your country to study this case. Because you don't deserve to have a job in the country where I live unless you get yourself informed.
Yeah. What, do you have a degree?
Some kind of funding from the government.
I have a liberal arts degree, which means broad spectrum of study.
Oh,
6 years. 6 years of college.
In what?
A BA in liberal arts and 2 years of political science. don't have an associate's, but I have 6 years of undergraduate work completed.
Right after this happened.
Did you graduate?
Yes, I did. I have a BA in liberal arts.
Where did you graduate from?
Columbia College, Chicago.
Columbia College, Chicago.
In private school. You know what? I wouldn't want to go to Yale or Princeton or Harvard because they're filled with conspiracies.
I think you give them too much credit.
Bilderberg people. Fill those schools. Those Ivy League schools are filled with Bilderberg.
This is a country that can't, this is a country that can't, a government that can't even provide health care to their people. This is a country that caught Nixon in the Whitewater scandal. I mean, politicians aren't smart. They're not as smart as you think they are.
Okay, but the military and undercover secret organizations that were built by the Nazi Party back in the 40s when they left Germany, America took the Nazis in from Germany and started the CIA and the FBI. We have Nazi personnel that are behind 911.
I think a lot of those people who write those books use some facts, but they intertwine a lot of the falsities.
Well, what do you believe happened?
I don't see a lot of falsities
in the research that I've read.
I mean, I'm not an engineer.
Well,
I mean,
300 engineers are speaking out, so
right.
Why aren't we listening to them?
You know how many engineers there are in this country?
I don't care, but I know how many are.
5,000 is not enough?
Are saying that it is
That's
possible.
Not.
They're not looking
it
into that.
They're not looking into it.
It's not possible.
They're not looking into it. They just want to buy the government line because
they don't even look at the evidence. On the film,
it looks good. They're making money.
Where was it that bridge fell?
Minneapolis.
The Minneapolis bridge? That bridge fell, and engineers said that it wouldn't fall.
So?
And it fell.
So?
Engineers are wrong.
Engineers are wrong.
Yes.
Well, obviously,
no,
they said that the towers can go down in 10 seconds, and that's true. That's a total lie.
You don't know that.
They use thermite. Yes, they. Yes, I do. Stephen Jones has the evidence.
Stephen Jones.
Stephen Jones. David Ray Griffin. Ray McGovern's going to be here April 11th. Why don't you come down and see the facts?
What was it? Stephen Jones?
Stephen Jones.
Who is he?
The people that own the building.
Where did he get his degree?
I thought it was Ray McGovern.
Ray McGovern's going to be here April 11th.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I don't believe anything I hear. I don't believe.
You just okay, don't have
no, no, I'm a realist.
Research.
Because
you don't believe anything you hear?
No.
What about what your eyes show you?
No,
you
like
your eyes show you?
Well, exactly. It's like,
okay, so
I mean,
you saw the buildings go down in under 10 seconds.
I haven't clocked it.
You didn't clock it?
I've never clocked
well,
it.
Well, people have clocked it. It,
but
so,
why should
you know?
I believe them?
Okay, so next time, turn the video on and run a stopwatch and see how many seconds
there are.
Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't take that much of the scientific research.
But then where do I go to find out that that's abnormal?
No, but they also want...
I mean, because really, the majority... You know, I can go...
110 stories of beams, 47 core columns.
Yeah.
They're all going to collapse in the same moment. Successfully?
It's called gravity.
And everything's pulverized to dust. Don't tell me gravity does that.
How high is
And there were beams that were
okay,
across
you,
the street
you
impaled
like
the buildings across the street.
You seem like you know what. How tall were the buildings?
93? They tried to use
See, the problem is, you don't even know how tall the buildings were.
It was 110 stories.
How tall is that? You don't know how tall a story is.
Do your own homework. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you haven't done yours, though.
I'm saying it doesn't
Why should I believe you?
I'm not out here to give a public speech. Stephen Jones.
You're here to protest.
We've had accountability conferences. We have speakers come in once a month and discuss their various aspects of the research. Architects for Engineers is here in December.
We've had eyewitnesses.
We had a
Christian seminarian or a theologian was here in
January. Most people think they're just...
is coming next month. There are plenty of specialists from different fields.
Yes, but most people believe that they're conspiracy theorists.
They're presenting their scientific evidence.
You cannot refute the evidence.
Who says the evidence is
physical,
true?
Physical evidence. You know what, honey? You hurt your own brain. Please, just do your own work.
But you're following somebody blindly because you want to believe in a conspiracy. That there's this huge government conspiracy that killed thousands of people for the reason to go to war. But, I mean, you're talking with your mouth, but you really don't know what you're saying. It's just incredible.
I've given you references so that you can go and look for your own information.
Okay, you know what?
I have given you, I've cited five references for you to look up on your own. I did not do the research.
Okay? Oh, you didn't do the research.
You bitch. He's a physical, the architectural, the engineering.
Well, what makes you believe in these people?
Because they're intelligent people.
They're intelligent people that says that you're wrong. That's where you go wrong. There's more intelligent people saying that you guys are crazy.
Let people,
you know what?
I mean, it's true.
You can call me a name, but that doesn't mean the person who's calling me that name is correct.
It doesn't.
You can say I'm crazy or I'm nuts. It doesn't give them the authority or the credibility that somebody else should follow their opinion.
It doesn't.
Okay. So to each their own. That's what I keep saying. Do your own homework. I gave you the references. You can do your own homework.
You haven't even done your own.
Yes, I have.
Oh, you said you didn't do the research.
I was not on site. I did not collect samples. I didn't, you know, do a chemical analysis of the material.
I asked you, why do you believe that?
There's the governor.
The what?
The governor.
Oh, yeah. No.
The phone.
Yeah.
Couple of fierce arguments.
I'm on a hurry. Sorry, I apologize.
Okay.
Do you support all this military hardware that's out here
today?
Yeah.
Do you support this?
I don't even know what now, but I've been a budget meeting. I apologize.
All right.
It's a bunch of military stuff.
It's money, and it's taxpayers' money.
All right.
After a couple arguments, and then the governor and another was walking through the plaza here.
She was the U.S. attorney in Tucson.
Okay,
that's possible. Yeah.
You got your driving.
So she's walked with us in like Labor Day.
The Sens reporting in front of the state capitol, Phoenix, Arizona. It was an interesting experience. There was about a dozen protesters that faced the Yuma group and the legislators. And if there was more publicity out there, there could have been more protesters.